Hello, Voices from the Bench community. Pat Kuhn from Ivoclar here. Innovation and education are inseparable partners in our profession, where continuous change offers you the opportunity to raise the bar of dental care and elevate what is clinically and technically possible. So we at Ivoclar have created Ivoclar Academy, where we support you through cutting-edge educational programs and resources. We understand that you have busy schedules and individual preferences for learning. To help leverage your time and maximize your learning experience, the Academy has educational opportunities that are easily accessible and fit any learning style. Whether you are looking for an in-person program or for virtual education, Ivoclar Academy offers multi-channel opportunities that allow you to learn at home, in the classroom, in the office, or on the go. In addition, we offer CE-accredited learning opportunities. You can receive a certificate of attendance for each CE-eligible program or training course completed from the Ivoclar Academy. Simply log on to ivoclar.com and click on the Academy link located at the top of the page to get started. Happy learning.
Welcome to Voices from the Bench, a dental laboratory podcast. Send us an email at info@voicesfromthebench.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Greetings and welcome to episode 318 of Voices from the Bench. My name is Elvis.
My name is Barbara. What's up?
Well, Barb, I don't think you're in Florida right now. Where are you calling in from?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia for the NADL, NBC, and Foundation board meetings.
Yeah.
And excellent people, excellent time. I love this stuff.
Yeah, I felt bad that I had to actually miss the meeting.
Yes, and you were missed.
I appreciate that. I missed everybody. Got a few texts from people, but it was an important weekend for the family. Our youngest was prom weekend, so you just kind of have to...
Pick
and choose, you know.
That was more important. It's always family first, but you were missed.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But hopefully good things were talked about, good plans.
I know what you're going to talk about next was a big topic.
It is. Hopefully. I'm sure the foundation talked about it.
Yep.
But can you believe that this year's Race for the Future is on its 10th year?
And I would like to tell you that at year like 3 or 4, we were like, this isn't going to be popular. It's only going to be like a 4 or 5 year thing. And it just keeps going
and
stronger and stronger.
Now, I think you've done, what, 8 of them or 9 of them?
I've done 9 of them. And I only missed the one that I was getting a divorce that year. So.
Yeah. Understand.
Yeah.
Understand. Are you doing this one this year?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
You know I am, but it's all about you right now. Let's talk about
It's not all about me. Come on now. Usually they have the Race for the Future in Chicago every year, but they're mixing things up and they're moving it to Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, I would say we, as in you, because you're on the board. So it's your race, buddy.
Yeah, but nobody asked me. I just go where they ask me to. But this year, it's moved to September 15th. Mm-hmm. Now, this is exciting. It's always kind of been a dream of Barb and I's, but we actually raised enough money selling all those shirts and hoodies this year.
Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks to everyone that bought it, that we are now a silver sponsor.
Congratulations.
That gets the podcast logo on the t-shirts. So excited for this. It's the little things in life, you know?
Yep, I agree. All right, so Team Abutments is back.
Yes, ma'am. We have banded together the group. So myself, along with Mark Williamson and Bobby Kenny, will be running, biking, and swimming to raise money for the Foundation for Dental Laboratory Technology. So last year, we put this group together, and I don't want to brag, but I'm going to brag. We raised the most money, and damn it, we plan on beating that amount this year.
Okay.
But Barb is also racing, and I'm sure you're doing the whole race by yourself.
Yes, Elvis.
Yeah, there you go. So let's start this competition. Everyone, head over to dentallabfoundation.org. Click the Donate Today button. You got to log in or create an account. And then as you're filling out your name and your address and blah, 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 select the Race for the Future option, and then it's going to ask you which racer. You can put in the Abutments.
Yep.
Or Barb Warner to donate the money.
Okay. And all the money goes towards furthering the education for you guys out there, you dental technician, amazing people. And trust me, when I say this won't be the only time we're asking for money, if Elvis is already putting this out there in the universe this early in advance, you guys are going to get tired of hearing from us.
That's my goal. I will stop doing it once we break our record. How's that?
Okay. That'll work. Just keep having at it because you and I love the industry. Everybody that listens to us loves the industry. So it's a win for everybody.
Yeah. And let's not forget, if you're interested in racing or putting together a team, it's a lot of fun that weekend.
Yeah. And this is going to be a smaller race and more collaboration. And we get to see each other and root each other on. So I think it's going to be a really cool experience.
I think it's going to be better because Chicago is massive.
Yeah.
Easy to get lost.
Easy to drown in the lake.
Do you know what the water situation is for this race?
It's a lake somewhere right by the race. It's a lake.
Really? So not like ocean-sized lake, just a lake. It should be pretty easy then.
I'm doing the run, bike, run. I'm not doing no swim.
Oh, you're biathloning it.
Yes, that's how many choices they have. I love it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. We didn't tell Bobby about that option.
Well, it's funny. Okay.
So all good things must eventually come to an end. But as we showcase these last few conversations from the Ivoclar Ballroom at Lab Day Chicago 2024, we want to extend a super big thank you to the wonderful people at Ivoclar who gave us the space to talk to all these amazing people.
And it was a killer space.
It was. I mean, this is our second year now, and it's almost the perfect spot.
Yep.
So this week we talked to a few past guests, a few new friends, and a collection of Instagram stars from the UK. So first up is half of the Renstrom Dental Studio husband and wife team, Randy James. Scott, well, he was still out for the count from the evening of fun.
Joe.
And Randy comes on with Carrie Ling from Lifelike Dental Studios, and they talk about the importance of having friends in the industry from other labs, how they learn and grow off each other, and the challenges of being non-technical lab owners.
Two great women right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we have another visit with David Lesh from 8 and 9 Consulting. It was really good to talk to him because I missed that episode. He gets deeper into the gross profit margins, the cost of goods sales, and how labs can make a few changes to go from breaking even to turning a profit. David always provides a nice perspective in dental labs that most technicians don't see. Super smart guy.
He's super passionate about it, too.
Great interview. We then get to meet Natasha Risby. Natasha graduated from the New York City College of Technology with our good friend Renata. She talks about finding the industry, going to school, becoming a Harvard freaking professor, and now doing all full arch work for a DSO. She's got a great story, too.
Still kind of surprised about the Harvard.
Oh, big time.
And then we chat with the who's who of dental technicians on Instagram from the UK. So, Barb, after you had to go catch a flight home, I finally had a chance to catch up with Bethany Brown, who everyone knows as the Party Enamel.
Yeah.
Lola Welch, who's known as All About the Gums. And we get to meet Julie Glancy, known as Julie DTA Pex. Not as exciting as the other names, but
nice.
They all come on to talk about their experiences of coming to the U.S. to see Lab Day, what they've been up to since the last time they were on the podcast, and some upcoming shows that they're speaking at in the U.K. It's a great group. So join us as we chat with Randy, Carrie, David, Natasha, Beth, Lola, and Julie. And I can't wait till next week when we have just one person.
Yeah.
Whether you're looking to elevate your craftsmanship or looking to cut back on cost, look no further.
Vita MFT Teeth are the ultimate solution for creating lifelike and stunning smiles.
Crafted with precision and backed by cutting-edge technology, Vita MFT Teeth offer unparalleled aesthetics and durability.
And since Vita believes in the power of experiencing excellence firsthand, for a limited time only, they are offering you the chance to get a complimentary case sample.
That's right, a full case, absolutely free. Just visit VitaNorthAmerica.com/free MFT.
Don't wait any longer to start providing your customers a premium tooth at an economy price. redeem your free case sample, and if you're ready to buy, Vita will even give you an extra 10% off discount by shopping online on their newly launched online store.
Join the Vita family today, and we appreciate your support of the podcast.
Voices from the Bench. The Interview.
Very champagne lady.
You see a lot of people, Elvis.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'll use that as an excuse. So here we are. Iva Clark Ballroom, Lab Day Chicago 2024. We finally got Randy James to come on. Your husband still down for the count?
He's up and at him.
Okay, good.
He had a lot of fun last night.
We've checked the pulse.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's just not going to make it here today, but he did a lot of work over the last few days.
Okay, so well deserved.
We've heard that from everybody, that your lab, you guys are ball busters. So, yes, good for him for having fun. Mm-hmm.
With Renstrom. And then Carrie Ling from Lifelike.
Yeah. Here I am.
Dental
Studio.
Yep.
I like Dental Studio. I think that's cool.
It's great. How'd you guys decide studio?
Over lab.
It was a long time ago. You know, we opened our lab 19 years ago. There were really no dental studios around. So we were making it more artistic. Now there's a lot of
studio
dental
studios. You're a studio, too.
I'm a studio, too. Yeah.
We were a night dental studio a long time
You're a night dental studio?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
I've never worked for a studio.
It's more artistic.
I think it just sounds better than fancy.
Yes.
Dental lab.
I do, too. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you two know each other?
We met at a Visions 21 meeting 4 years ago.
Really? Mm-hmm. It was Visions? I thought you were going to say Ladies of the Mill.
No, I had never heard of Ladies of the Mill until after I went to Visions and met Randy, and then she...
Was it both your first year when you were there?
So I've been going since about 2007, 2008-ish.
Okay.
And then it was the Ling's first time there.
Yeah, our first time.
And me
why
and...
Why did you go?
So it was the first meeting after COVID. It was the very first meeting that
get out of
meeting.
The house.
Yeah. we hadn't been anywhere to any meetings, and we were like, what meetings are coming up? And there was a Visions meeting, and it was being held in
Caesars?
No, Nashville.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one.
Yeah, because
neither did I.
Yeah, it was in Nashville, and it was, like I said, the first meeting. And so we were just like, you know what? We've never been, but let's try it because we're itching for some education and to kind of get out a little bit and see how COVID had affected everybody, you know, because we didn't really have anybody to talk to about it where we were. So,
and you found your tribe.
It was the beginning of finding my tribe,
So talk about a little bit of that with us. Like, what is it like to connect and meet people, especially female lab owners in our industry? Like, what has that done for you guys personally?
But you guys are supposed to be competitors. How does this
work? No. So the thing that was so great about meeting Randy and Scotty was that they walked in, they came in a little bit late to the round tables, which was the first day of Visions.
Yep.
And we had a spot, and we were at the back table, and I said, come sit with us. And when they sat down, they introduced themselves as a husband and wife lab
owners. Family lab.
You know, yeah. But they were a husband and wife who worked together and owned the lab together. And Chris and I have been doing that for 19 years.
And you were the same, right?
Yeah. And it's very hard to find a husband and wife team that works together, does everything together, lives, you know.
And so, still likes each
and
other.
And still are happy with each other. So it was so refreshing to meet them and just pick their brain a little and bounce things off of each other. And we hit it off that weekend. And then...
And it was nice because me and Carrie both aren't technicians, technical. And it's always something you shy away from because you don't want to tell technicians that you own a lab and you can't sit down and do the ceramics or anything like that.
Yeah.
So knowing that we were both in the same spot and we are both owners of the lab, it helped a lot to, I feel... boost your confidence in being able to talk about it.
Because one of the first things Randy said when she sat down at the round table was, I'm not a technician. And I was like, oh, me either. But I've had my lab for 19 years. And so then, you know, both of us were just like, oh, this is so refreshing. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it opened up a whole new world to me because I had been for so long just working in the lab, doing my stuff, running the business, you know, working with the doctors. But when I would go to a vendor show or I would go somewhere, everybody just really wanted to talk to Chris. They didn't really... want to talk to me. And so Randy really helped me to see like, hey, you have a lot of valuable stuff. Like when I talk to you, I learn things. And I'm like, I learn things from you too. Yeah. And so then she was like, have you heard of Ladies of the Mill? And then that
That's what I was going to say.
That's where everything escalated.
Yep.
Wow.
So then she invited me to come to Ladies of the Mill, and she was so encouraging. She said, come. And I was by myself. She said, come and you can be a part of Renstrom. You can sit at our table. You can do everything with us. And so she had five or six girls that she brought.
You went under the Renstrom name?
No, I went under my name.
Oh, okay.
But I
we just
did
brought her in.
Everything with that group. So
understood. Understood.
She let me tag along for everything with her, and she introduced me. And, yeah, it just...
It's really good timing, though, because you see this resurgence or the surgence of women in dentistry right now and how strong we are and the tribe and all of that. And you kind of connected at that same time.
Yeah.
And I'd been going to Visions for since about 2007 or 2008, never really met people like I had until I met Carrie. And then once I kind of met Carrie and Chris and we were hitting it off, like, it made it so much easier to meet more people. And that's when everything kind of grew, and the meeting took a whole new light. Once you're actually knowing people and seeing the same people
100%.
Year after year, whereas before it was like, it was always me and my dad, and we were not very social. And if you don't know Carrie, Carrie's super social. So me and my dad would go in, just listen to the speakers, then run away.
Yeah.
So it really helped us to like just broaden our horizons, meet more people. You get to learn from each other. And
these meetings are so much better when there's friends.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, yes. I see you guys on Facebook a lot. And when you opened your lab... You guys came to it.
Yeah,
you and Chris
we surprised
came.
Them. We went up to Minnesota for the open house when she opened her new building.
That was so cool.
Yeah, and they didn't know we were coming.
Yeah.
We surprised them.
Yeah, that was awesome. And just like having that sense of community, and even the people at the lab who don't know Carrie and Chris were like, they came up from Texas for this? Like, it just opens everyone's eyes. And like
even now when I think about it, you know, it makes me emotional because it's like you can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing, I had another lab owner say to me, you know, I see you post a lot of stuff on Facebook in support of Renstrom. Don't you worry that your doctors are going to, like, look for a different, you know, like.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't worry about it. Because if my doctors are my doctors and they have a relationship with me and they like my work, they're going to stay with me.
Of course.
You know, if I live my life being afraid that every doctor's going to leave me because of something I say about another lab, then that's.
Drive yourself damn crazy, won't you? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's so much work out there. And I mean, even right now, they're doing something that we don't. And we're like, hey, can we come down with you and watch you do this and like learn from you? Because it's going to be a lot easier to learn from them than the vendor selling it or whoever it may be. So,
and see, that's the kind of thing that's so beneficial from building a relationship, because in years past, we wouldn't have another lab come in and train with us to do what we're doing at their lab. Mm-hmm. Right? You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing to me that we can do that now and feel comfortable and good about it.
Mm-hmm. How close are you guys?
Distance-wise?
Yeah. Distance-wise.
Minnesota and Texas.
Yeah, okay. We're far.
So it's a drive.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And you only see each other at meetings?
So far, yes.
Yeah. We want to come down and visit. I feel like there's been some time you came up to Minnesota for another reason.
Yeah, we were up for a wedding. And But the thing is that, so one of the things I want to say is 4 years ago, I went to the first Visions meeting, and through the community that I've built and made and gotten to know, like, I'm on the board of directors now for the NADL.
I know.
And so I get to travel now to all these different meetings and see these people 4 or 5 times a year, which makes it even better.
I've said that for so many years, that once I got involved in it, like, you meet lifelong friendships and relationships. And Heather Voss and I, it's a perfect example. Like, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
Denise Buris.
Amazing,
like,
yes.
You know, you meet these people and you just fall in love, and, you know, it's amazing.
What made you get on the board?
Oh, yeah.
That's how
I remember
and I
when
met.
You were the first year when you were coming just as an observer, and then the next year you were rolling in. I was like, that is great.
You know, I the opportunity came up. Someone asked me about it, and I said, sure, I'll try it.
Oh.
So.
Why not?
Here I am.
And it's like you feel impactful. You were yesterday, we were down doing the champagne toast, and you were serving up champagne, and you just got all these people, and you were there, and Elvis and I were there.
Yeah, you were like
all over the place.
Yeah. You know, it was like, fun to watch.
You know why? It's really exciting to me to see other people who are passionate about dentistry.
Yeah.
Like, for so many years, I've said this already, but I've just been in my own little world, in my own lab, and to get out and to meet people and to be able to say, hey, I love what you're doing. It's so exciting. We're on the cusp of all this technology and all this stuff. And so if I can build a community of people and get them excited about it, to me, that's so exciting.
Heck yeah.
So do you guys correlate your trips now? Be like, all right, I'm going to LMT East, and I'm going here.
Yes,
and
we have been doing that. And we're like, what hotel are you staying at? And when are you getting there? Let's get there a day early so we can go to dinner. Yeah, nice. So we've been doing that stuff for sure.
And something I wanted to throw out, because we had more technicians come to Chicago with us this year, and like they got to hang out with Chris and Carrie. They got to meet Joe Young, and them seeing that community.
You
and
let
like,
them meet Joe.
We did.
It was dangerous. But we did.
I know.
But now, he was out till 2:30 probably last night.
Yeah, he was
too.
With us last night.
Oh, yeah.
Instigator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But now,
he tried to get me to go. I was like, Joe.
He's a big time instigator.
He is, but he was so fun. He's so much
for
fun.
Sure.
And it brought those technicians who don't get to see this side. Like, there's not as many of them who get to go to Visions and see these same people. And then to see them all like having fun as friends, also learning, bouncing off each other. Like they had a great time and it was the first experience for some of them. So.
We love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes the industry so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I feel like we have some of these young techs. It's important for them to see that this can be a career, like a light, you know, this is not just like a job you're coming into and you're looking for the next thing.
Yep.
And so come into these kind of meetings and meeting people that have been doing it for 19 years, 30 years, and seeing, you know, the community that they built. Yes, I think it's really important for these techs to see that.
Yeah. And how much there is outside of your building walls.
Your four walls,
what they see every day, and then seeing this and just seeing the camaraderie and stuff is
I love
huge.
Running into the techs that are here like, yeah, I retired 4 years ago. What are you doing here? I just love it. And you're like, hell yeah, I want to be that guy at 75.
I think you will be.
At lab day.
An 87-year-old
You
lady
probably
today.
Will be. Yes. You will be. You'll still be interviewing people.
you whippersnappers. I remember when we used to do use a mouse, you know. It's like, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you guys are a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So
for
are
sure.
you guys?
I'm happy
you built
to
a
know
nice,
you both.
Nice community within the community, and I think it's important, and I love it.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
I appreciate
thank you guys
it.
For doing
thanks
this.
For down.
Tell your husbands we said hello.
We will.
We'll do.
We will.
We missed them. Hopefully they'll be feeling better.
Mine's feeling okay. He's in
He's
class.
At class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just Scott.
That's him. He's going to love hearing this.
We love you, Scotty. You're amazing. He's amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
We'll see you in the next
guys.
One.
Yes,
all right,
we
bye.
Will.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Liz, it's funny. It's when I hear your voice here, you sound just like you sound on the podcast.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
I increased the bass.
I feel like
by
30%. Sound like a guy. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I missed the interview with you, so this is exciting
I know,
for me.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to hear what you would have asked me if you were there.
Yeah, so this is great. David Lesh. God, it wasn't that long ago you were on.
It wasn't that long ago, and I missed it, damn it.
I think Barbara was fishing.
And I'll tell you, we don't get like a ton of feedback from the podcast. People just listen, occasionally get, I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I got a few from you your episode. People saying,
I want to
know. Wow, that's interesting. That's a different perspective. That makes sense.
Wow. Sometimes different is good. Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, sure. Sure. But even personally, for me, doing the sales part of my job, I took that episode. Uh-huh. And I kind of changed a few of the ways that I kind of walk in there, mentality of it. You know, I didn't go all out. I don't have that time, but I'm doing other things. But, I mean, I really learned a lot, and I think it helped.
Well,
my
that.
Sales is growing. I mean,
well, there you go. And considering what your listeners pay for the podcast.
There you go.
It doesn't take a lot to break even on that.
It's half off this month.
Wow. Half off. Does that mean you give them money?
Yeah. So, David, what are you doing in your lab day?
I met him on the elevator yesterday, by the way, and we started talking about companies that are successful, and I said, you got to come back on and give us an update pretty much. So what's happening?
Well, let's see what's happening. So I've been coming here for 20 years. Barbara, I used to sit with you at
Cal Lab. Yeah, I know.
We used to sit together 20 years ago and do this. Hard to believe looking at us. Nobody would guess that.
I wouldn't.
No.
So
it's amazing since you're both 24.
Right. I mean, how have we done that? But so coming here a long time, and it's always nice. You know, this is the biggest show in the United States.
Absolutely.
For the dental lab industry.
I just saw record number registration, 5,000.
5,000 is what I was thinking.
That's
amazing. That's huge.
That's. I remember when it was like 1,000. She broke 1,100 and she was impressed.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the thing about this show that makes it different than even East and West is you get the manufacturers from all over the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't really go as much to East and West.
They're smaller shows.
Yeah, they're smaller shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is where even people that live in the regions where the East and West shows are, they still come to this
To this one.
Yeah. And so it's just a great show for a lot of reasons. I like to walk around and look for something. I don't know, something innovative, something new, something different, something you can build a value proposition around, or something that can improve economics, mm-hmm. you know, for a company. So it's just fun to walk around and look. And I always go to the tables, and there's just so much at every table, right? And just, you know, I can't cut through everything that they have. So I just say, all right, what do you have that's new, different, or interesting?
Anything this weekend that you saw that you were like, ding, ding, ding?
You know, there wasn't, I will say, there was a, you know, there are people that are trying to print lithium to silicate, which is interesting.
Heard about that.
Yeah, yep. Someone else talked about that.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Game changer if it happens.
Game changer, right. So, and, you know, you talk about veneers. There are still people doing platinum foil veneers. Mm-hmm. Barbara,
oh,
you
sure.
Might,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I grew up doing those.
Yeah. Like, yep.
So I cut my teeth. Isn't that the expression? When
yep.
I
oh,
cut
yeah.
my teeth in that industry.
Yep.
Right?
For
I cut
sure.
my teeth doing peeling back platinum foil.
DTG.
And having it break off.
Oh, God.
Having to chip the veneer at
and
7
crying.
O'clock at night.
No, oh, thank you.
I
don't,
can't believe that happened.
You don't yeah. save your platinum foils for the end
Never.
Of the day.
Yeah.
So, but I did a lot of that. And so I just walking around learning, seeing what's new. And, you know, I think that, you know, like I was telling someone, look, for every $1 million in sales that you do, every percent that you save on cost of goods sold is $10,000 of profit.
Wow.
So okay. every percent, so if you have a cost of goods sold, you know, that's, let's say 55%. So you got a 45% gross margin. Okay. Well, you go to a 54% cost of goods sold and a 46% gross margin, you just made $10,000
more. Hell yeah.
That's a penny.
Hmm.
That's a penny of savings.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw my article last month. I think it was last month in LMT when I talked about cost of goods sold. And I said, look, whenever you look at your income statement, go to your cost of goods sold section, the first section after sales, and basically look at all the percents. And then in Excel or whatever, just change it to dollar to cents. So instead of like direct labor being 26%, it's 26 cents. Instead of direct materials being 18%, it's 18 cents. So now you're looking
at it like
I never
thought
like
about it like that before.
Yeah. It's 18 cents on the dollar.
So now you're talking money.
Yeah.
Physically.
18 cents on the dollar, 26 cents on the dollar. So when you get to a cost of goods sold of 54% for a lab owner, look at it as cents. It's not 54%. It's 54 cents on the dollar, right? Every dollar you take in sales, that percentage is how many cents on the dollar it costs you to do that thing. And every penny you save is 10,000 on a million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And, you know, those pennies really add up a lot. And that's just in COGS. Obviously, the same thing applies throughout the income statement. So, anyway, I'm always looking around at ways to do that. And I've got clients here that I've kind of instilled that value mm-hmm. in them that, you know, when you go to the meeting, you got to have an objective.
Yeah.
Right? You have to know what you're looking for. And yeah, you find things sometimes that you weren't expecting that'll spark an idea, but it's always nice to have an objective. And, you know, for companies that are bringing their employees here, you know, obviously, you know, there are a lot of parties here and people have a lot of fun at night.
Sure, but, sure.
You know, give the team an objective, right?
Yep.
Like, this is what we need to focus on. We're going to improve COGS. We're going to improve, you know, reduce COGS and, you know, have an objective and look for ways to do it, because especially today, you look at these different software CAM systems and things like that. Do you remember, you probably both remember when we started milling pucks and the units weren't nested to each other?
Yeah.
Right? You remember when they weren't nested
they were
to
very
each other?
Spaced out?
Yeah, like everything had a, what do you call it, those little holder to the puck.
Give it enough room to succeed.
Give it enough room, right, right.
And piss away all your money.
Right, so you buy a puck back there for $300.
Yeah.
And you'd get 20 units out of it, right?
And all
something
that
like
waste.
That. Not even 20, right? Like 15 units.
Yeah, probably.
Then they started nesting the units to each other mm-hmm. in the CAM. So I remember, like, the CAM software, you know, I found it at a meeting one year, and it was like $25,000 because this company wasn't really yet in dental, right? It was their first year, and, you know, and there were $25,000 for this CAM software that let us nest the units to each other. Well, okay. Like, now I have, instead of getting 18, maybe that was the number, units out of a disc, the same disc, I'm getting, like, I think it was 28.
28 was what
right?
I was thinking in my head.
Yeah.
That was our magic number,
right.
Yes.
When you nest to each other, but it's almost half when you don't. So there are so many little things like that when you look around, and it gets lost sometimes in the, like, you see the machine with the green light in the milling chamber. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's nice razzle-dazzle, but looking for the things that create real efficiency or opportunities for optimization, move the needle. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, if labs don't do that, I once heard someone say in a different industry, and it's true in this industry, you can't keep raising your price, right? So, you know, the one thing about a lot of these systems or materials is they do impact cost of goods sold on direct materials, mm-hmm. right? If you're buying from some manufacturers, and that does go up. In the old days when people were wrapping dyes with wax, mm-hmm. you weren't paying a company for their material.
Yeah, it didn't cost
proprietary material.
Much at all.
Right. But that's really changed over time. So what happens is over time there's this kind of creep of your cost of goods sold where it just keeps going up pennies by pennies every year. And the next thing you know, someone comes in the room and they're like, hey, we're not making money. We're going to have to stretch creditors out to 90 days. Yeah, you're not making money because your cost just kept creeping up.
And you didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, you didn't pay attention, right? And so what do you have to do as a lab? You've got a price for it. You say, oh, well, okay. I'll have to raise our prices. And then now you're making yourself less competitive in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So you're not going, you know, labs have to, I think, understand that you cannot compete if you're not going to really have an eye on being efficient. Because, you know, the biggest and best, I won't even say the best, the biggest, sometimes the best, but sometimes not, labs have people whose job it is to do that, to find those pennies.
Yep.
If you find the half a penny in four places, you found the penny.
Yeah.
And that's more that you don't have to raise your price to, and so you're keeping your value proposition very strong.
So when you work with your clients, you go in, what is it, like, what do you do? Like, where do you start, I guess? Not what do you do. Where do you start?
Okay. So people come to me, one, because they have a problem that needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I also get people that come to me because they want to grow sales. And then sometimes people come to me, and this might be my favorite, but it's between sales and profitability, but because they want to improve profitability without hurting the quality of what they're doing. And so I want to understand what it is that they're trying to do. And, you know, the best one, when they say they want to grow sales, which I love to do, sometimes I'm hiring sales reps for them. So I'll do all the hiring. I'll do all the training.
Wow.
Yeah. We talked about it on the last podcast.
Lots about it.
Yeah. So I'll do all the hiring. I'll find them, do the hiring, do everything, get them trained. They work for the client, not me. But clients are usually very impressed with the people that I bring on board. I love to hire sales reps with no experience in sales, no experience in
no
mental.
Bad habits.
No bad habits. You know, they don't have that fear. Mm-hmm. And they're great. You know, they're motivated, and I create really exciting compensation programs that motivate and reward the things that the lab needs done, right? So I'll go ahead and I'll train those reps, get them in the field, set up CRMs like Salesforce.com or Pipedrive or HubSpot.
Yep.
Set those up. And so that's really great. And then I'll stay on board and, you know, I'll mentor and manage sometimes for a period of time, the new rep or reps, whatever the case may be. So I'll do that. But I also really love, like, I have a client, a couple here that I'm working with them on financials. So, for instance, this is fascinating. So they have a goal, and they're having trouble hitting their goal. And I'll give you this example because I feel like every lab owner needs to understand this. You know, labs spend so much time. The owners a lot of times think they don't make a lot of money. And what they don't understand is, no. You spend so much time and energy getting to break even, right? And so they look at their P&L and they see they make 6%.
Yeah.
And what that means is it doesn't mean that you only made 6% on X million dollars, right? What it means is that on all the dollars above break even, you made the gross margin, okay? So what it means is, like, let's say you have a $10,000, just as a round number, $10,000 of profit at a 50% gross margin, it means you were just $20,000 above break even. That's all it means is your sales got to break even, went $20,000 more, and on the $20,000 above break even, you made 50% gross margin.
Yep,
that's $10,000 in EBITDA, let's say.
Right.
Well,
yep.
So what I'll do is they'll say they have a goal, and so I'll show them, look, yeah, you worked hard and you work hard and it doesn't feel like you make a lot of money, but you're at break even now.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that in the case of a 45% gross margin, that on the next $1 million you do, absent maybe a little bit of extra fixed expenses, you're going to make $450,000. Like, you made almost nothing on the first million. Almost nothing.
Yeah.
But on the next million, you're going to make $450,000. I've got a client here.
And the light goes off when you tell them that? And they're like, damn.
I have a client here. They said, look, you know, we want to get to here, but we really don't want to hire people. And, you know, we're kind of don't have the energy. We don't know why it's not working. And I said, no. You're not making as much money as you dreamed because you're just above break even.
Yep.
And so now was the worst time to stop putting in the energy.
Yeah.
And they are like so motivated.
So close.
Yeah. I'm like, look, you're paying all your bills. You're above break even. But now is when you put the hammer down and get that next million because they're at a 50% gross margin. So the next million. And so then I say, and this is fascinating because I love doing this with clients. So let's back into it. Like for a mainstream lab, the average statement value among all their clients is around $1,300. I've had clients that say, no, mine is higher. But then when I do the math, it turns out that their statements have more than one doctor on them sometimes. But if you actually look and look at what every doctor is worth, I think every doctor in the United States on average, if you look at the total dental expenditures times the average lab expenditure as a percentage, I think it comes to about $4,600 per dentist in the U.S. And then they split it up amongst several labs. Per month, yeah, $4,600 per doctor per month on average.
On
some
average.
Doctors do $20,000.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, so $4,600. And so then a typical lab in the U.S. is seeing around $1,300 of that a month on average. So some labs do $1,500, you know, and it's seasonality, but if you look at trailing 12 months, it's generally going to be about $1,300, $1,400. So what I'll do is I'll look at that lab because maybe their product mix is such that they're getting a lot more. Hmm. Right? They're doing a lot of aesthetic. They're doing a lot of different things and bars and, you know, all kinds of all on X and things like that. So, like, this one lab, you know, it's much higher for them. So I'll take a look at their average statement value. So, okay, if your average client is worth this, this is how many clients we now need
to get to your goal. Yep.
Now, what's your retention rate? Because if your retention rate, let's say, is 50%, which wouldn't be a good number, of course, but, you know, I think the average lab is around 60 over time. I say, okay, well, then that means we need double that. So we have to bring double that in the door.
Because you know you're going to lose this many, so now you got to gain this many. Yep. Yeah.
So we'll bring double that in the door, right? But that'll get us to our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you know, then you say, well, like if a lab is a higher, let's say, quote, higher end, like this particular one that has several $1,000 average statement value, well, okay, a smaller subset of the population is an ideal customer for them. But then I'll help them, you know, target geographies. Mm. Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, that we'll they probably aren't in, right, or that they need to be in.
Yeah, and sometimes it's their own. I can't tell you how many times I'll pull a list of every dental office in, you know, let's say 25-mile radius, which is just the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And I'll show it to a lab owner who's been in that geography for decades.
And they have none of those clients.
Well, 80%, 90%. Yeah. Especially if you're a smaller lab and you're under a few million dollars, it's like sometimes when a lab owner gets to that few million dollars, they're tired. You know, they're not still looking for business. And they only look for business when they lose an account, right?
Yep.
Like, uh-oh, I lost one. And they lose one account, like, oh. And then they lose two, and they're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And they start panicking.
Two is uh-oh, right.
Yeah, they're playing catch-up.
Yeah, and so we try to take a little bit more of a, you know, we're not playing catch-up. We're actually going after the business before we're desperate. So, you know, if you have a goal of getting to this in terms of profit, not sales, I like to say, look, you might have told me your sales goal, but that doesn't mean it's going to translate into profit.
No, yeah, 100%.
So I try to work with their accountant or CFO, and I kind of, in Excel, not in their own accounting software, because that would scare most CFOs, but
yeah.
I'll export everything through Excel, and I'll kind of reconfigure the income statement to show them what I call levers of profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we can understand what is their EBITDA, what are their unit level economics.
It's got to be pretty gratifying for you, though, to see the success of your clients.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And that, like,
could you see the smile on my face?
Yeah, I can tell, honestly.
Don't see the smile, but I saw
like you really dig it. You know, you're helping people and you're making them more successful. It's
I'm changing people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, and like these, you know, I have clients that have been doing this for decades, and their dream hasn't been realized, right? But then I have also, you know, labs doing tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, and they have a different set of problems, right? So sometimes the sales team is getting away from it. You know, they're not as productive as they were. They don't know how productive they are. So I'm working with them and labs of all sizes in between, and It's really just interesting, and it's something that I love doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've owned my own lab for 20 years before this.
Yeah, I know. But you just keep morphing, and the more you morph, the more successful and happy you seem to be. So, I mean, and that's so important.
I have these guys in Australia. Shout out to you boys if you hear this. And they know who they are. And so they're a client, you know, and they've been in business for about a year. And they're young, and they got a lot of energy. But I think I was showing, was it Elvis, the growth chart that we had for them in 2 months?
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, it's you couldn't ski down this. We almost doubled in 2 months.
That's nuts.
And granted, they're just starting, but, you know, they were kind of stuck at like, and again, they just started at like 35, 40 a month. So in 2 months, we got to 80, 75 in 2 months.
Wow.
And it's all because of the stuff, by the way, the same stuff I talked about on that sales podcast with you. You know, I go in, I set up the CRM, I populate it, I give them the sales strategies, we find their value propositions, I show them how to get into the office and walk out with cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. And these guys send me pictures, you know, like one of them does sales, and they send me pictures of cases in the car, like literally cold call and walk out with cases.
Yeah. With cases, yeah.
And nothing is more
self-esteem
fun.
Of that, you know. I f***ing won, David. Thank you.
There is nothing better to walking into an office that's never sent you anything.
Yeah.
And when you're walking out, they're packing up or giving you, oh, man, it's like this doesn't
like
happen
a hit.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's
it's
a high.
Yeah.
It's thrilling. And so, yeah, I love, you know, like it's almost like in sports, I think of it as an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a case, had you not gone in there, would have gone, it was about to go
100%,
to another lab, right?
Yeah.
And so I like to motivate the refs and be like, yeah, like you want to get those interceptions, right?
Heck yeah.
And man, when you go in there and they've, it's cold, right? You've never been there and you can walk out with that.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, I love
it. I wish it happened every day.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. So, but that's a tough goal. So, that's, you know, most of what I do is around improving sales and improving profitability.
Well, that's awesome.
Sounds
David.
Like you're very successful, and so are your labs and your clients, which is so
eight
important.
And nine consulting, right?
Eight and nine.
I remembered, yeah.
Eight and nine consulting.
Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
I have a lot of people, like, most people know what eight and nine means, right?
I didn't when I asked you on the podcast.
Did you not?
No, and you're like, dude, the number eight, nine, the central. Oh!
That's funny.
Makes sense.
Yeah. A lot of people know. And then, you know, some people don't. They go, oh, yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
I should have gotten that.
Yeah. I feel dumb.
I only have to say that every day, right?
Well, David, thanks for stopping by,
thank
man.
You.
It's an absolute
always
pleasure.
Great to
great
see
to
you.
See you.
Always.
Really nice to see you.
Yep.
And I look
you
forward to seeing you hopefully before next Chicago.
Yeah,
there you
I
go.
Hope so, too.
Great
take
seeing
care.
Everyone.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye. Okay.
Yeah, I can
all
hear
right.
you.
Everything sound good?
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Natasha, but I just go by Tasha.
Okay.
Natasha or Tasha, last name?
Rizvi.
Rizvi.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We're in the Ivoclar Ballroom, yeah. Lab Day Chicago 2024. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
So, well, I've been in the industry for a while at this point. I graduated from New York City College of Technology.
You know Renata?
Of course I do.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What made
nice
you go
connection.
To the school? How did you even find out about it?
Okay, so by accident, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I was actually at a different college, and I transferred over for doing the dental hygiene program.
Oh, so you started at
you.
Hygiene?
No, so I applied to hygiene, and I was doing some prereq courses to go into the hygiene program. And at, like, a wellness fair, I found this other, the restorative
the cool
dentistry
part.
Program. And I, like everybody else, everybody thinks we're hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thinks, like, we
There's
exist.
There's a person behind that? Who is that?
Everybody thinks, like, dentists make teeth, but not true. But, yeah, so, like, I found them on the wellness fair, and the representative over there, they took me and showed me the floor where all the classes are. I'm like, that's pretty cool. So, like, I ended up applying to both. And I don't know, something in me was like, okay, let's try this. My first semester was brutal.
Oh, I bet. Define brutal.
And Professor Bunny was my professor.
So
she's awesome, but yeah, she's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, like,
very difficult. I love it. Hi, Renata.
So, I was struggling hard. Honestly, I found the best mentor there. So, I had a class with Professor Laura Andrescu.
Mm-hmm.
And I started interning with her at the lab she was at. And then, like, I saw all the, like, they were making. So it was like a multi-practice. I saw, like, everything there, and I was exposed to so much. And ever since then, I loved it. And there was a case they worked on. It was a very young patient, traumatic accident. And, like, it was pretty, like, life-changing stuff.
You connected with it, yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I'm this person who wasn't able to smile because of an accident for so many months is able to smile, and like they're just loving it, and they're like crying and just so emotional. And it was like, I think that was pretty much it. And then yeah,
so that was it. You made your mind up.
You can't see that in school.
Yeah.
But yeah, real life experience teaches you so much more than school. Like, you need the basics, but just everything else you learn from life more. So
where are you now?
Well, I'm back in New York. I've moved around. I've had like different positions. I was teaching in Boston for a couple of years and
teaching dental technology.
Yeah. So like my whole journey was like I got like training, and I specialize in doing like implantology and more like digital aspects of things. So doing CAD CAM and all that. So I worked on all the software, all the machines.
Sure.
I did that, and then I was like help desk support for Amon Gerbach for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
And then after that, I went to Boston for a couple of years, and I was their only digital dental specialist technician at Harvard.
Wow.
Wait, at Harvard?
Yeah.
How old are you? You look like you're 24.
Thank you. I'll take it. I keep it young.
Good.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Harvard has dental technology?
So basically what I was doing there is they had the whole lab. They had the whole digital dental lab that I was in charge of. I managed. I work with their renowned doctors. And then I was also part of their program where I was a co-course director, and I was teaching digital dental.
To Harvard dentist students.
Yeah, so like I would teach like
I've never heard that before.
Postgraduate students.
I didn't even
students.
Know dentists went to Harvard.
Yeah, they have
this
a
is
post,
brand new for us.
Post-dental school. So like I was teaching their first year implantology residents, PROS residents, and like perio, some ITI scholars in there. So I was teaching, I was part of like this 3-person group. So like we had another lab tech who was all analog.
Wow.
So it was basically like he would teach them all the analog side. They would come to me. I would translate it into all digital. And
that's fascinating.
And yeah, I did.
At Harvard.
I think, are you struggling with this, Elvis?
I think it's awesome.
I mean, I don't think
of Harvard.
No.
You think of like lawyers.
This is true. You don't.
Law school and
yeah.
things like that.
I don't like talking about it. I just get like so shy.
No, you should be proud.
Everybody says that, but I get like really, really shy.
I think it's awesome.
That is really cool.
Are you still doing this?
No. So like I was in Boston doing that for a couple of years, and then I moved back to New York. I had a great opportunity. So now I work with the NADG group, which is like North American Dental Group.
Okay. Yep.
So I work in with their like oral maxillofacial department, a surgery department.
So this is a DSO.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I thought I'd heard of them.
Yeah. So they have, like, a lot of practices around the country.
Sure,
and,
it's a pretty big group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's massive. And I'm in the oral maxillofacial surgery.
Wow.
With the in-house lab.
You're a smart cookie.
With, with, like, guided surgery. We do guided surgeries, TEMS, hybrids, crown and bridge. I use 3Shape as my software for backup. We have co-diagnostic. We have 3D printers. Sprint tray, Straumann, Forum Labs, milling machine. So you got it all. Yeah.
So this whole DSO, they probably have multiple surgeons.
Yeah,
around
like,
the country.
Yep.
You do all the guides for them.
No,
or?
So like I'm based in New York, and I do for that practice, and that's a huge practice. We have like about like 7-8 doctors
in one practice.
That's
huge.
And it's all oral surgery. And
wow.
We do a lot. So like we do a
that's
lot of
huge.
Implants.
Yeah.
And insane. And we help out other doctors. I like also do like a little bit of training for them and their stuff.
Do you ever walk around and just tell them like I used to teach Harvard?
They always tell me to say that, but I don't like telling people that I do that. Because
it's like people like me.
I'm not bragging. Honestly, like my staff and my doctors talk about that I used to teach and like I used to be like at Harvard more than I ever do.
I'd be telling everybody I'm a Harvard professor. I'd be like, with what? No, don't ask. I'm a Harvard professor.
No, I had honestly at all my positions, I had I met amazing people and
sure.
I did some crazy awesome cases. I just it's been an amazing journey.
That's awesome. Honestly. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm learning more.
Yep.
I'm taking a bunch of classes. Yeah, I'm taking a lot of classes.
A lot of all on X classes this year.
Basically, everything is all on X.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw some really cool classes. I saw some new technologies. Our company is like big partners with Sprintrace, so I was at their innovation event on Thursday, and they are coming out with some really amazing, cool new resins, and so I'm like very excited to like test them out. And
so I was gonna say, when you go to something like this, can you go back and present to them and say, "Hey, we need to try this,"
of
and
course.
They're super open-minded about it?
That is literally what I do.
That's really great.
Like,
that they're
we
so
want
great.
This. I'm excited. Let's get it.
Well,
I want to try
that.
It out.
Yeah.
I want to try it out.
And they're pretty open to it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have a great team that I'm very thankful that I work with.
So you have seven doctors and how many people do you physically work with tech-wise?
Yeah, all of them.
But
are you the only tech or do you have other techs?
I'm the only one.
For all seven of them?
Pretty much, yeah.
How do you manage that?
I don't know. Good question. I have no idea.
No, really?
Do you do all the restorative work for them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you there for like 15 hours a day?
Like
do you
24.
Live there?
Yeah, I live there. I basically live there.
Yeah,
I don't
wow.
have a bed there.
So, like, talk to us. So, like, are you, you know, do you, you're printing, you're scanning,
yeah,
you're
we
milling,
do.
You're
yeah,
ceramics,
we
you're glazing? Or,
no, we, d- so
or
we don't do, we don't do, like, complete restoration work because it's oral surgery, it's not PROS.
Okay.
So, like, they would go back to PROS, but basically before that, everything. So, like, guided surgeries we're doing all the TEMS, we're pretty much, like,
sounds
we're, like fixer-uppers.
Yeah.
We'll fix anything up.
Wow.
So.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't think Elvis and I have ever talked to anybody that's doing that much.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you. Thank
He's
you.
More still stuck on the Harvard.
I am a little bit.
By
I've never
the
had a
face.
Harvard professor.
I'm sorry. I feel like I shouldn't have mentioned
He's
it.
Starstruck.
Oh, no. It's,
you
it's,
should mention it. You should be proud of your accomplishments.
Oh,
you should
yeah.
be all in all day and, you know, just tell the world.
I'm trying. I just have, like, this fascination and this hunger for, like, knowledge, and I love learning new things, and I love immersing myself, so, like, yeah.
So you think you'll stay there? Do you want to open a lab one day? Or, like, what are you thinking for your future? Are you just happy where you're at?
I'm not sure about my future plans as of yet, but I'll go where the wind blows.
There you go.
Well, it sounds like you travel. I mean, it sounds like you don't mind moving, like, your location.
Yeah, I have moved a lot.
Yeah.
I've done so much. So, like, I like the stability right now. So I want to be stable for a little bit. Then.
I hope
then
that
we'll
they
see.
Pay you well. And
yeah, maybe
care
I'll
of
move
you.
Like a country or something, you know.
Oh, there
go,
you go
big.
Go big.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for
yeah,
sitting
thank
down.
You.
Thank you.
You're
thank
a great
you.
Story. You got you're doing a lot.
Thank you. I tried.
Harvard or not, you're still doing a lot.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank
Safe
you.
Travels
yep.
home.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank
it
you,
was
Sue.
It was amazing.
Have a good one.
You guys. You too.
Holy snap.
Yay.
It's the international episode. All the way from the UK. Well, we have to say this because it's by law. We are in the Ivoclar Ballroom at Lab Day Chicago 2024. We got some very special people here. Beth.
Hey.
I don't even know your last name.
Brown.
Brown?
Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Beth Brown, Party Enamel. We all know Beth. Lola Welch, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the first time, Julia Glancy?
Yes, that's correct.
What's RDT?
Registered Dental
Technician.
Oh, that's like a CDT over here, but it's
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, basically.
All the way from the UK. All the Lola way was here UK. Last year. Your other two, you're new, right?
Newbies.
Newbies.
Yes, first time at Lab Day.
All right, let's hear about your experience. How's it going?
Absolutely awesome, to
Julia,
be fair.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, really, yeah. really. Met some incredible people.
Yeah.
You know, it's so inspiring to see these guys and what they're doing. You know, I've worked with Lola for 8 years,
eight
wasn't
years,
it?
Yeah.
She's
his work wife.
Yeah, that's my work wife. Well, yeah. ex-wife.
Yeah, I did. I did leave her a few months ago.
Oh, no.
But we will forever be work wives. Mm-hmm. That's the
we
thing.
We still message every day.
Yeah, an integral part in each other's lives and each other's journeys. But, yeah, I mean, just so proud of these girls. They are absolutely knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and just the whole thing in general, meeting wonderful, lovely people like yourself. It's
who, me?
Yeah, you.
Aww.
Yeah, you know, it's yeah, it's an awesome place to be.
Yeah. What'd you expectations coming in? Did we live up to it or?
100%. You've completely surpassed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's you know, there's so much going on. It can become a little bit overwhelming.
Sure.
But you know, you just sort of take a moment and then steam on through again. You know.
That's amazing. Beth, what about you? What are you thinking?
I love it. It's a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people
I
were
was
like,
telling you, it's
yeah,
massive.
Everyone
I was
said
to
this.
Prefer you.
Yeah, everyone was like, you're going to be blown away. It's going to be huge. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, it's bigger than you even imagine mm-hmm. when you get here.
I mean,
yeah.
the UK, yeah. you guys have meetings, but they're not this big?
No.
So, our the most similar event is called DTS, Dental Technology Showcase. But it's, oh my God, like maybe 1/10.
Yeah.
Or even
yeah.
less yeah. of that. Yeah.
So this year, this meeting broke a record of attendance, we found
really?
Out.
Wow.
5,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Actually picked up their badge.
That yeah. is incredible.
I didn't yeah. know there was 5,000 technicians in the world, honestly.
But you felt it, like when you go down into the exhibition in the East Tower, it was absolutely heaving yesterday.
Yeah.
You're just kind of walking through like yeah. little ants
yeah.
trying
yeah.
to get through.
There's a lot of butts to butts.
Yeah.
yeah. Scooting
yeah.
through. Yep.
Yeah, we're up close and personal.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And Lola, I mean, since you've been on, what, have you become the queen now? Or what's going on?
She has.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm the royal.
She's
now,
absolutely smashing it.
You have to bow.
Yes. We bow at Lola's
yeah.
feet.
Yeah.
No, I had an incredible year. When I think about, like my career-wise, where I was last year when we first met and what I'm doing now is just incredible. You know, I've been in the top 10 of Pantera. I became KOL for Danceply and Ivo Clara. I lectured for the first time in Chicago, so I can say I'm an international speaker now,
there
baby.
You go. yeah.
And I'm doing some impromptu Vita demos as well. And but you know, for me, it's just being with friends. I met incredible people who
yeah.
I absolutely love, and mm-hmm. just being here and seeing them again and spending the time, I just want to like soak up every minute. I slept only 3 hours, and I thought
this
I'm
whole weekend?
No, last
oh.
night. And I thought, I'm going to go and have a nap. And after 10 minutes, I came downstairs. I thought, like, I don't want to miss any minute.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
miss.
You went for a 10-minute nap?
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a power nap.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's impressive. Yeah.
No, but it's been incredible. But for me, it's a different experience this year because I actually been working.
Yeah.
Not
work hard, play hard.
Not, yeah. know, not all the time, but it definitely is a different experience. But I'm so glad, and I really hope to be back again next year.
Yeah. I mean, can you top the last year?
I mean, seriously, she can't go anymore.
Technician of the year. Or
yes,
I won
the technician of the year. Beth came highly
yeah,
commended.
We
were both. We didn't know
together.
We actually
no.
going for the awards.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest with you, when I found out I'm in the top three with Nina,
yep.
and Beth, I was like, okay, that's it.
The
I'm
three
I'm
of you were competing for the same
yeah.
thing. You
yeah.
guys had no idea.
Nope.
No,
no. But to be honest, like when I found
probably
out,
it's better that you.
yeah, yeah.
It was
if
a strong
I knew,
running.
I wouldn't even try. So to be honest with you, and I'm not joking, when I found out it's them two, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm at least I'm top three.
Yeah.
So the fact I won it was a crazy feeling, but I had a really good year, and it's an annual award, so it's not for the best technician ever.
Well, you sure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's for the best technician of the year, and. I had a good year.
Yeah.
I had a good year, and it felt weird to win it, but when it soaked in and actually started thinking about it, I feel it was
well deserved.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank
100%.
You. I still find it's
100%.
Weird to say,
yeah.
but yeah.
Because I mean, face it, you are literally collecting KOLs.
Yeah,
like Pokemon. Like
yes, you are. 100%. It's like all these massive companies are like, ah, we want Lola.
Yeah.
It feels awesome.
Nice. Like a validation of what we're doing, isn't it? And like for me, I think I even said it when we first spoke about it, that when I joined that online community, and especially when I started teaching, I felt like I had my dental module back. Because I always loved the profession. I can't imagine doing anything else, but like having that little extra of this very supporting community was like the icing on the cake. So I think the passion I feel now, it's, you can feel it. Like I can hear it from people that you can feel how passionate I am about the job. So for me, it's like almost life-changing experience.
Yeah, well, we know Beth isn't passionate at all.
Oh, no, she hates it. No. She's forcing herself.
I hate it.
She doesn't do anything extra.
No. Never.
No.
9 to 5, and I clock out and go.
Yeah.
Every
like,
time.
Teeth, what teeth?
But Beth this year also did her first live lecture.
She did.
Oh, you did?
At an implant.
I did, at the London Dental Show. So I stood in front of people. I've done courses online, but it's nothing like standing in front of people who actually stare at you while you're talking. And
how'd that go?
Yeah. It went really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. These two were front row.
Of course.
Yep.
Social
supporting.
Media. Yeah. It was
What'd
great.
What did you talk about?
Me and Emily did it together, so we were.
Oh yeah, I did see some pictures of that. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about designing full arch on 3Shapes. So yeah, we just did it together, and it was great. It was so good to have someone there. I think for my first one, where I wasn't just 100% by myself.
100. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, a little bit nice.
Are you ready to do it again?
Yeah. Well, Emily did say I've already signed you up for another. Two, I think. So.
Two?
Yeah, so I'll be at the DTS. You're speaking at the DTS?
We're all speaking at the DTS.
What's
DTS? It's the Dental Technology Show.
Oh, the one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
It's May?
May the 17th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you say it's like this, but not as big.
Yeah, so if you take this ballroom, it's probably, the venue's probably about 5 times the size of this ballroom.
Just the ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
There are lectures, but it's not like, I mean, during the lab day, there's possibly like 100 of, you know, seminars. And during DTS, it's, I don't know, maybe...
It's probably 3 or 4 going on at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
So you have also a dentistry show at the same time. So you know, like you have a midwinter going on at the same time.
Yep.
But it's in the same room. And then on each half of the room, the carpet is different colors. So you can step in between the
dark
lamp
blue.
Part.
Yeah, dark blue.
They literally have a line.
Yeah. So you
if
can
you
be
cross it, they're like, ma'am, you need
to. Excuse me, you're not allowed here.
But yeah, this year looks really good.
Yeah, the lineup's good. Yeah,
there's some amazing speakers.
Is this going to be your first time, Julia?
No. I've lectured before. Yeah.
Oh, so what do you talk about?
So, I actually do a dual lecture with a dentist friend of mine.
Oh, there you go.
And what we're trying to do is get rid of the kind of blame game culture that is in between
it's
dentists and technicians.
Fault.
Of course it is. Yeah. I mean, we've decided now that it's the nurse's fault, but, you know.
If you have to blame somebody.
Yeah, blame the nurse.
We blame the hygienist. They had nothing to do with it.
So, we basically just go in there and we put up a series of things that have gone wrong or things that are missing and just sort of say to everybody, like, actually, if we work as a team, we can't do our jobs without each other.
Oh, 100%.
So we might as well work together because that will create greatness instead of fighting each other and creating carnage.
Yep.
So, and at the end of the day, the outcome is for the patient. That's what you want. You want to give them the best restoration that you can.
Yeah. Do you ever talk about how sometimes certain doctors and technicians just don't vibe?
Yeah.
I think it's important you talk about that.
And then sometimes
it just doesn't work.
That's okay.
Nothing personal.
Yeah. Just go your separate ways and find somebody. And that's the thing. If you can't talk to your technician or vice versa, you can't talk to your dentist, you're not meant to work together.
Yeah. And there's enough of both.
Yeah.
You'll find somebody.
So it's okay. Just move on.
Yep. Beth, are you moving again anytime soon? Seems like every time I blink, you're in another part of the world.
No, I keep moving. There's no plan right now.
Good.
Never say never, you know? I always just take a suitcase and go for it. So maybe. I don't know.
Does everyone wonder how she writes so many words on an Instagram story?
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Do you type
it in the notes and then you just
when
copy
I start
paste?
No, seriously. Seriously. Like, you write so many, you have to pause it to read it.
Yeah, and you know what?
And every time I try, I
Skip forward, skip back.
I just think people don't read them anyway. I do.
Oh, no. You know what? We do.
My dad told me off the other month. He was like, can you stop doing so much writing on your stories? Because I can't see without my glasses on, and I can't read it. And I'm like, you're not even in the dental world. You don't need to read this. And he's like, yeah, but there's going to be other people out there, Beth, that can't read this. You're going to have to make the writing bigger.
They
so
have loops. They can yeah. No, but seriously, how do you do it on? It's a legit question. I mean,
like, I don't know. I just
do you do it on a tablet, and that makes it easier?
No,
do that on a phone.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah.
It's those dainty little hands.
I
you
guess
see.
I have got very small hands.
Oh my
yeah.
god, your hands are tiny.
Yours are huge.
Yeah, it's because Lola's it's got shovel hands.
Yeah.
For those that can't see us, she has small hands.
Yes.
Lola's hands are bigger.
Yes.
Lola has powerful hands.
I do have, shovels.
So, what's some of the coolest stuff you saw here this weekend? Other than each other speak and everybody just kind of pal around.
Maybe the 3D printed arm. That was cool.
I actually missed it.
You missed it? I've Stratus. Got a video.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's freaky.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to touch it, but yeah.
Yeah, I did touch it, and I wish I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an elbow up.
Yeah.
Full color.
Yeah.
There was some 3D printed fruit. I've seen banana and apple. And it was like, I'm actually quite peckish.
I did pick one up and thought, this is very inappropriate. Like, it just felt weird to touch it. It was a weird experience. Put it back straight away. Yeah.
So what else? Do you do anything fun in Chicago while you're here?
A lot of drinking.
Yeah, well, that's lab day.
We've got to know the bar upstairs quite well.
Yeah.
Pretty much second home now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's been emotional. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. We're flying back to UK tomorrow, I think 6 p.m., so we're going to have a day of sightseeing. I need to introduce Julia to the bean.
I hear the bean's closed.
It's closed.
What?
Yeah, it's closed.
You can see it, you just can't go up to
it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's a...
That's okay.
Okay.
We can just view it from afar.
And what we have to do, so Mark, my husband is here as well, and we need to go shopping because to be able to come here together, we had to bribe our child to go to her granddad. So we need to pay the price and to find, is it a doll?
Yeah. American doll?
Yeah.
There's a whole store.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to direct me to the store.
No, I don't want to be known as someone that knows how to go to the very
I was going to say,
pretend
Elvis.
Never happened. Yeah. You can edit it out and later you can...
How did you know this?
But she actually...
Tea hour is 4 o'clock.
Don't forget the pinky. Yeah.
She actually WhatsApped me and said, don't forget, you promised me a doll if I don't make a fuss.
You better deliver.
Yeah.
And don't pick one up at the airport. They'll know.
Yeah.
So worth all the flights, everything?
100%.
100%,
yeah.
Beth, you went all the way to Arizona before.
I did, yeah.
To SIN.
Yeah, I did.
SIN.
SIN 360, yeah.
How was that experience?
That was great. It was a 3-day digital full arch course.
Yeah.
So, start to finish. I learned so much on that course, so it was amazing.
But you got off the plane and went right into class, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I did have jet lag a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
But, I'm okay now, and then, I'm flying back tonight, so.
Are you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monday will be painful.
Monday is going to be so painful. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Emily.
I apologize for the attitude I have now.
Yeah. It's going to be bad. It's fun, though, you know?
Yeah, it's all worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Well, I love everything y'all are doing.
We love everything you do.
Ah, please. I always said that so they would say that. That's great. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can do it next year. Let's make a tradition.
Yeah.
Every year. Let's do it. You coming back?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you, Julia?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah, like I said, meeting all of these beautiful people, I've got to keep in touch
with
them.
Come back and be speakers and then some of the conference.
Yes.
Hey,
that's
we're going to try.
Yeah.
We're going to be working on that all year.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's a huge thanks to everyone that came to talk to us in the Iva Clara Ballroom at Lab Day Chicago. Last episode, we're going to miss it. That was great content. We'd hate to see this year's episode come to an end, but we are already looking forward to next year. And Mallorca, just saying. It was great to finally get one of the owners from Redstrum on the podcast. It would not have been a lab day without it. It's super important to find friends and colleagues in the industry that are not in your lab that you can learn and grow with. David Lesh is the real deal. Stay tuned for the upcoming episode talking to a lab owner that sings his praises. And I still don't think Elvis got over Natasha teaching at Harvard. And to be honest, I think it's pretty freaking awesome. I'm so sorry I missed the conversation with all the ladies from the UK, but it is great to hear that they have so much going on and that they are still having fun. And probably always going to have fun.
Yeah, great group.
Yep.
Sad to see the Lab Day episodes go, but excited to get back into the more in-depth episodes with individual people.
Right on.
All right, everybody. That's all we got for you. And we will talk to you next week.
We will talk to you in Mallorca.
Whoa, about a week away.
You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last night was yummy.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I don't know. Some restaurant.
The views and opinions expressed on the Voices from the Bench podcast are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the host or Voices from the Bench, LLC.